This is Rabbi Nissan Albron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Friday, October the 13th, 2023. We begin Gimel Amud Aleph, 3A, the first section. It is the black text, and this will put our first week in the books for the new year and learning Rosh Hashanah. We wanted to know, how do we know that Aaron died before the war, you know, with Sichon, etc.? So it says, "Vayishma Knani Melech Arad," right? That the Canaanite, the king of Arad, heard. Right? What did he hear? Ma Shmua Shama. What did he hear? Shama Shemes Aaron. He heard that Aaron died. Benistalko Anane Kava. The clouds of glory, right, just disappeared, right, because Aaron had his merit had brought them, etc. Uksavar, and then he thought mistakenly, Nitna Rishusli Lachami Yisrael, that Hashem had now given permission to go and fight with the Jews. Right? The Anani Akava with the divine protection, take away the divine protection, it's open season on the Jews. Behind Udhsiv, and that's what it says, Vayiru kol ha'eda ki gava aharon, right? Literally read as the people saw, Vayiru, they saw that the Kiga the Aaron died. The Amar Rabbi Abau says, Al tikri vayiru, that they saw, el vayira'u, they were afraid. Or that they, here it says, right, they were seen by others. Right now they were had the ability to be seen because the clouds were gone. Kedadarish Reish Lakish, like Reish Lakish says, ki, the word ki, in the Torah, Mishamish Arba Lashonos, it can actually have four different meanings. E, Dilma, Ella, and Deha, right? If, perhaps, but, and because, and here it is, because, right, they were seen, because the clouds were gone, because Aaron had died and the clouds went with him. Right, so there you see that first Aaron dies, then you have the war. So me dummy. So Gemara says, wait a minute, Hasam Kanan, this Pasuk is talking about Kanan hearing. Right? Ha Sichon, there we're talking about Sichon. We're not talking about Kanan. Right? One's Kanan, one's Sichon. What are you talking about? So the Gemara says, no, Tana, who Sichon, who Arad, who Kanan. They're all the same. Right? Sichon, Arad, Kanan all refer to the same people. Sichon, right, why is he called Sichon Shedomen L'Siyach Bamidbar? It looks like a foal in the desert, right? And that is, right, Sichon Siyach, right? Sounds somewhat familiar. Kanan al Shem Malchus. So Kanan is called because the kingdom was called Kanan. Mashmo, what was his actual name? Right, what's on his birth certificate? Arad Shmo, his name is Arad. Ika di Amri, others say, Arad. Right, he's called Arad Shedomela Arod Bamidbar. He's compared to a wild donkey in the desert. Kanan al Shem al Chuso. It's called Kanan because the kingdom is called Kanan. Ma Shmo, what was his actual birth certificate name? Sichon Shmo. His name is indeed Sichon. So now we've proven that it can't, Rosh Hashanah can't be Tishrei, so it's got to be Nisan, and life is good. Now the Gemara says, still wait, not so fast. Be'ema Rosh Hashanah Iyar. Maybe Rosh Hashanah is Iyar. Right? That would also work. Why the Gemara actually asked that, I'm not sure, but that's what the Gemara is asking. So the Gemara says, Lo Sakadai, don't think that, because it says, Vayihi b'chodesh harishon b'shana hasheni b'echad l'chodesh. Right, it's the first month, first day of the month in the second year. Hukam haMishkan. The Mishkan is established. Right, it is put up. Uksiv, and it says vayihi b'shana hasheni. Right, that same second year, b'chodesh hasheni. Now in the second month, na'ale ha'anan me'al Mishkan ha'edut. The cloud left the tabernacle. That happened in the second month. So midikai ben Nisan, right? So it happened in Nisan, and it's called the second year because Nisan is clearly the first month, always in the Chumash. V'kai be'ir, and it's, you know, the next one's happening in Iyar, the second month. V'kara le'ishana shenis. It's also called the second year. V'chla the Rosh Hashanah lav Iyarhu. So clearly Rosh Hashanah can't be Iyar because then the first month would be the second year and Iyar would already be the third year. So Gemara now said, "Why be'ema Rosh Hashanah Sivan," which I think in English I have it tomorrow, but I'll read it again. Maybe it's not Iyar, but it's Sivan. So that question we'll have to tackle on Monday, but this concludes our learning for today and this week. Please come back. Join me on Monday.